The first reading is a reading from the book of Amos. Thus says the Lord, on that day I will raise up the fallen hut of David. I will wall up its breaches, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may conquer what is left of Edom and all the nations that shall bear my name. Say I, the Lord, who will do this. Yes, days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the vintager, him who sows the seed. The juice of grapes shall drip down from the mountains, and all the hills shall run with it. I will bring about the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink the wine, set out gardens and eat the fruits. I will plant them upon their own ground. Never again shall they be plucked from the land I have given them, says I, the Lord, your God. The word of the Lord. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, those skins burst, and wine spills out and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we've spent a lot of time in Amos in this last week or so, and every day it's been kind of hard, the first reading. So here the prophet gives some peace, that God is bringing everybody back, and that God, and isn't it amazing, again and again and again, even when God is hard, he comes back and he restores and he loves and he brings people back to where they need to be. That we can trust that even when things get hard, that our God will still bring us into his presence and still restore us. And so sometimes when you feel that you're far from God, or you feel that, you know, what more can you do? God is always on your side. And as long as you repent from your sin and you keep getting up and try to follow him, he's going to restore you. Now, if you decide, no, it's all about me and what I want to do, well, he won't force himself on you. He's asking you to come home. He's promising you that he will restore you. He loves you. He's always for your good. Come on home. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.